On today's show, despite high inventory levels, automakers boost production in North America. A new innovation is allowing Ford to recycle 20 million pounds of aluminum each month, and why Buick believes its customers are willing to pay even more for its vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Through the first 2 months of the year, light vehicle production dipped slightly in North America, but production in March soared. Ward's Auto reports that automakers built 1.67 million vehicles, up 9% from a year ago. Mexico fueled that growth, with production skyrocketing 40%, hitting nearly 372,000 units, which is a record for any month in the country. After seeing production slide earlier in the year, Canada posted an increase of 4%. However, first quarter production is still down about 5% in the Great White North. And in the U.S., production rose about 2% in March, but like Canada, first quarter production is down compared to a year ago. Overall, car production in North America is up 1.5% this year. But it is surprising to see automakers boost production since sluggish sales in March left high inventory levels. There are 4.15 million vehicles sitting on dealer lots right now. Ward's Auto is also forecasting that April car sales will be down 3% in the U.S. So combined with a boost in production and a dip in sales, expect to see heavy incentives in the coming months so automakers can move all that inventory. Volkswagen cleared one of the final legal hurdles that still faced in the U.S. over its diesel emission cheating scandal. Last Friday, a federal judge in Detroit sentenced the company to 3 years of probation and appointed an independent monitor to oversee the company. The judge also formally approved a $2.8 billion criminal fine as part of the company's punishment. And as we reported last week, the company is getting back on its feet financially, announcing a 4.7 billion euro operating profit in the first quarter. So it looks like it's finally putting the scandal in its rearview mirror. We'll be back with more right after this.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, propulsion solutions that support a clean, energy-efficient world.
We recently ran a story how Delphi is snapping up a bunch of companies to carve out a dominant position in high-speed data transmission, connectivity, and data management. And we may soon see the fruits of those labors in the form of smartphone-like over-the-air software updates, something we here at Autoline think will become as common as oil changes. The benefit to automakers is it can help them collect data to pinpoint flaws, have recalls reach more people, patch cybersecurity holes, and speed up the development of autonomous driving. For customers, it means less stops at the pesky repair shop. Tesla pioneered the technology, but now Delphi is working to bring it to the masses. It's currently shopping an aftermarket solution, almost assuredly a dongle that plugs into the OBD2 port, that will let vehicles from as far back as 2010 update the engine control module, brakes, and infotainment system over the air. By 2020, Delphi's system could be built directly into new car models. You know, vacuums are not new to the automotive world, and now Ford is taking a unique approach at several of its plants in the U.S. As aluminum doors and fenders are stamped into shape for its popular F-Series trucks, scrap material is produced that might normally just fall to the floor. But one of Ford's stamping engineers created a vacuum system that sucks up the scraps, transports it through a series of tubes, and into a waiting semi-truck. The system is even sophisticated enough to know which of the four grades of aluminum is being stamped at a given time. With this process, Ford is able to recycle enough aluminum to make 51 commercial jetliners or more than 37,000 new S-Series bodies in a month. Coming up next, why Buick says its customers are ready to pay even more for its vehicles.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Tao.
Last year, Buick created the Avenir sub-brand to move it even more upscale. Earlier this month at the New York Auto Show, it unveiled the first vehicle to carry that badge, the Enclave. And on last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Jace Stokes, the product manager of the Enclave, and he told us why the company thinks customers are willing to pay even more for an Avenir-badged Enclave.
So our lineup will be four trim levels, an Enclave, an Essence, a Premium, and then the all-new first-ever Avenir. And really, the marketplace communicated very strongly that there was a need for this new top trim. Over 90% of what we sell retail is the top two trims, the Essence and the Premium. The Premium was running 40%. Wow. And then of those vehicles, half were transacting well above $50,000. So,
wow.
You know, there was a strong message from the marketplace. Our customers were telling us we love the vehicle, we love it fully equipped, and we'd like to see something more. And we're anxious to be able to give them that now.
For more insight into the all-new Enclave, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or just look for it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thank you for watching and making Autoline Daily a part of your day.